This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
The best bits of Joy Drive with Em and Warren. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
You're sitting there in the car, whatever you're doing at the moment, have a think about when you were at school. Was there one particular teacher who really had a positive impact on you? Maybe part of the reason you are where you are today is because of them. Well, teachers are incredibly important, and today, the 5th of October, is a day to recognise that. And here to tell us more about World Teacher Day is Research Fellow at Monash University, Dr. Jo Gleesham. Jo, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks, Em. How are you?
We're well, thank you. Now, this year's theme is teachers are at the heart of the education recovery. What does that mean, and why is it this year's focus?
Well, I think teachers in the past few years have just been incredibly challenged, and they've got a huge responsibility in our community. I mean, at the end of the day, they're at the coalface of helping our young people become, you know, world ready and worthwhile citizens of society. So they've got a big and very important job to do, and they've just faced incredible challenges. So I love the theme of this World Teachers Day, that they're recognising the importance of teachers, and that they really will be central to helping our young people from an education point of view, a wellbeing point of view, and to just join back in to what we hope will become, you know, normal living again.
Absolutely. Jo, what do you think makes a great teacher?
Oh, look, teachers have got so many fantastic qualities, I think. And, you know, they've done such a good job, especially in the past 3 years. But I guess here at Monash, I'm part of the Q project, which is looking at teachers using research to be better teachers, basically. And we've found over the past few years that, look, great teachers, first of all, they've got to be learners themselves. Yeah, that makes for a great teacher. We expect students to actually be inquirers. And we've found that teachers that have got a really open mindset, they're curious about new knowledge, they're curious about research, they're going to be fantastic to help students be learners themselves.
No, please continue.
No, I was just going to say teachers are also really good, or the best teachers are ones that are reflective too, that just don't put up with the status quo. They want to be better, and they want to connect students with best practice.
Do you think teachers need to be able to, I suppose, change the way they teach? They need to be agile, you know, to other learning methods as research evolves?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We've found that, just take the last 3 years where teachers have had to be very agile and adopt new learning approaches, teaching approaches. And so the teachers and school leaders that have done best at that are those that are really open-minded about research, about also learning from other schools and about what schools may be doing that they can learn from. And they're also really good about sharing knowledge as well. Teachers and school leaders that connect with others, and that, you know, it might not be necessarily research informed, but they're getting evidence about good things that are happening in other schools.
We're chatting to Dr. Jo Gleesham, Senior Research Fellow at Monash University, about World Teachers Day. Jo, what are some of the key qualities teachers of today need to effectively connect with their students?
Look, I think, as I said, apart from being learners themselves and being reflective, I think teachers, to connect with students, have really got to walk in the shoes of students. Students, you know, after coming out of COVID, there's a lot of wellbeing issues, there's behavioural issues, there's attendance issues, there's anxiety issues. And I think those teachers that are cognizant of what their students and their broader school community need, and are able to connect those needs, as Warren said, are agile about connecting those needs with best practice and with research, are the ones that are going to do best by their students.
Jo, when I think of, you know, some of the teachers that I had at school, you know, they not only had to deal with the students, but they also had some of the parents, and, you know, some of which I can imagine could be just as challenging as the students, and I suppose as the rest of the school community as well. So how important is it for a teacher to be able to, I guess, value and manage these relationships outside of the classroom and not just focus on the relationship with the student?
Oh, it's incredibly important. And I think that's, you know, sometimes we forget that teachers don't just work school hours. They work all around the clock. And some of the issues that take up most of their times are dealing with parents' expectations, or the parents' own anxieties and needs regarding their own children. So I think it's really important that we as a community and as a society firstly recognise that about teachers' jobs. I recently was interviewed by someone who said, oh, but teachers have got the best life, right? Like, they've got 12 weeks of annual leave and, you know, class finishes at 3:30. It's a pretty easy job. But I think we've got to acknowledge that it's not like that at all in reality for teachers. And they're doing a really good job. But again, it's about teachers connecting with different research and different knowledge so that they do have the skills and the capabilities and the resilience to deal with student issues, parent issues, school, you know, broader school community issues.
And that's so true. I mean, I'm thinking of a good friend of mine, Seb, if you're listening, hello, who is a teacher who is always absolutely stressed and overworked. I don't think I've ever seen him relaxed.
Yeah, no. Hopefully he is relaxed at times, but that would be terrible if he was stressed all the time. But, yeah, look, you know, you don't have to look far at the moment in the media and in different sections of the community. I mean, it's got a lot of government attention at the moment that our teachers are really overworked and they are stressed and they are facing challenges that are really stretching them. So, yeah.
Jo, before we let you go, you touched earlier on this, but you've done some research. Can you tell us a little bit about what your research is and what you're trying to find?
Yeah, no, look, we've been working with schools now across Australia for the last 4 years. Our project is about helping teachers to understand and use research more in their practice so that they can deliver better outcomes from themselves and for students. So we've spoken to nearly 2,000 teachers and school leaders. It's been fantastic, actually. They've been very generous with their views and with their time, particularly during COVID. So, but we're finding a whole lot of things about teachers' professional identities and about how the majority of teachers, they want to do the best job that they can. They want to be professional. They want to be up to date. And using research is a big part of that for them. So we're all about trying to find the ways to work with government, to work with education systems, to work with school leaders, to help put best practice techniques, to put research in the hands of teachers so they can do what they're best at, which is teaching our kids.
Jo, thank you so much for chatting with us on World Teachers Day.
Yes, happy World Teachers Day. Thanks, Em and Warren.
Thank you, Dr. Jo Gleeson, Research Fellow at Monash University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are, you can always take Em and Warren with you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.